tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Wednesday. What a beautiful evening. 80 degrees and sunny. I remember it was a Monday evening and raining just a few days ago, so definitely on the heading in the right direction weather-wise. It's a packed show, a very interesting one, so let's just get right into it. It is out today, the 2012 Best and Worst States for Business, and Michigan is way down near the bottom, once again ranked 46th. Why is that? Well, J.P. Donilon, the editor-in-chief of Chief Executive Magazine, which surveyed 650 CEOs nationwide to get the results, joins me now to explain. J.P., thank you for coming on the program this evening.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Now, you've been doing the survey for 8 years. Have we been near the bottom all along?
Yes, the state has. And although conditions have changed recently, I'm not sure if they've had a chance to sink in and change the perception of businesses that have operations within the state. Most CEOs that we have canvassed say that it is not a business-friendly state.
Mm-hmm.
This may change, but I think that after years of being pounded, they feel they need to see the evidence before they change their habit of mind.
Now, your survey of the CEOs evaluates the states based on taxation and regulation, workforce quality, educational resources, infrastructure, and living environment. Tell me, where did Michigan fall short?
I think mostly it's in the taxation and regulation, where they find that the amount of the burden of regulation, permitting, getting certificates and so forth are just very onerous. For example, one commented that there's a ridiculous amount of red tape to start a business, getting licensed as a builder or process training and so forth is just too time-consuming. And more to the point that the penalties for not following the rules are stricter and more punitive. For example, in most permitting and registering and so forth, if you are not in full compliance, regulators in other states say, look, you've got these 10 or 14 things to correct,
mm-hmm.
and you've got until such and such a time to fix them. So at least you know where you stand. But in some other states, and Michigan seems to be among them, that it is used in a punitive way, not in a way to help the business, you know, correct itself and put itself on track.
Now, you know that most of the states in the top 20 are also right-to-work states, as labor force flexibility is highly sought after when a business seeks a location. Although, does that always translate to better jobs and living standards for the states that pursue this approach?
Well, perhaps not always, but I would say there is a high correlation. I hesitate to say there's a causation, but there is a high correlation between that, because if nothing else, it translates into an environment where a business is perceived to be working with employees who want to work with management. And that's a very key factor in the factor of workforce quality. They look for work ethic, number one, and close to that or alongside that is the degree of flexibility that workers have in working with management.
Well, what about those that say, look, there is a connection between taxation and, at least when you look at infrastructure and a living environment, in a sense that when you do cut taxes, like our own state considering cutting the personal property tax on business, that does lead to municipalities having a lot less money and they're not able to fix the roads and so on. Is there not a connection there?
Yes, there is. And I want to hesitate to say that we gave Michigan a positive directional change trend. That is to say, even though it got the rating it got, the underlying subtext is that the tax cuts and the simplification that Governor Snyder had put forward bode well for the future. It's just that the CEOs in question haven't quite seen the result, but they're hopeful that the result will be a positive one.
I'm talking to JP.
So we hope next year it'll be an improved score.
I'm talking to JP Donilon, the editor-in-chief of Chief Executive Magazine. JP, one of the commenters on the site noted that the states that had the best rankings have the lowest per capita incomes, highest poverty rate, and in the case of Texas, which is the number one state on the list, it has one of the highest percentages of people with no health insurance. What do you think of that observation?
Well, I can't say as we have, make that claim ourselves. I mean, there, as I said before, there are a lot of things that correlate, but I don't think those have any direct sort of causation elements, because there are different regimes in states. And for example, Massachusetts is supposed to have a state-of-the-art, revised, reformed healthcare system, but they're also towards the bottom of the ranking. So I'm not sure what that really tells us.
Now, Texas is the big winner this year. It was last year also. What makes Texas such a favorite among the CEOs?
That's very easy. They regard Texas as being very congenial to business. And if you have a moment, I'll give you a quick anecdote, and that is that Morris Hank Greenberg, formerly of AIG, but now of CV Star, was once on the Cavuto program, and he told him that he had a problem, a regulatory problem in Texas, called up the governor, actually got him on the phone, they didn't know each other, and explained the problem and said, look, we have these operations in Texas. They're being put in jeopardy if we can't fix this. And the governor took it upon himself to try to fix the problem, ultimately did, called back the CEO and said, look, if you do the following three things, we'll fix this right away. Now, that never would have happened with Jerry Brown of California. Now, I can't speak for Michigan's governor, but that's the sort of thing. The attitude towards business is entirely different in Texas as it is in places like California or New York.
Well,
and I suspect that... Mm-hmm. It's better now in Michigan with your new governor.
California is at the very bottom of the list. It is once again at the very bottom. And you did write that it was once the most attractive business environment. The Golden State is now appears to have slipped deeper into the ninth circle of business hell. tell me, what's the single biggest drawback of doing business in California right now?
Where does one begin?
Just give me the number one, if you could.
Well, I would say the regulatory environment is really extremely punitive. And the attitude towards business is that the Sacramento takes is that they are just completely indifferent to the job creators in the state. It has a high personal tax scheme. But it's also becoming a very high cost place in which to live. Many people feel that California is out of control, and the state government really is totally indifferent to the point of being hostile to business.
Is there a clear correlation then? A state reduces its regulations, lowers its taxes, and it moves up the ladder in this chart. I mean, is that basically the driver?
Yeah, I hasten to add, though, it's not just to eliminate it. I mean, businesses expect to pay taxes. There's no question about that. But they want is a certain degree of moderation and perspective, and they don't mind regulation. What they mind is the uncertainty when it becomes arbitrary and where the business is not treated as a partner in trying to improve operations in the state. California once had that. California once had the ideal relationship between state government and business, and they just threw it away.
Now, here in Michigan, we've already removed eliminated our Michigan business tax, replaced it with this 6% flat corporate tax, and now we're going to get rid of the personal property tax on business. These kinds of measures, how impactful are they in actually bringing business to a state, not just having CEOs consider them to be friendly ones?
Well, they should help considerably. I mean, it may not happen in year one, But if Michigan can hold on to this new policy, it ought to make itself evident in certainly within 2 years or so when you have new startups there, because you have a good university system, you have intelligent and people with a strong work ethic. They just need the policies to allow them to work. So I should say that you should see improvement certainly in the next 12 months, but more likely in the next 24 months.
J.P. Donlan, the editor-in-chief of Chief Executive Magazine, which today released its 2012 list of best and worst states for business. Michigan, once again, ranked 46th on that list. Likely will change next year. J.P., thank you so much for joining us this evening.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
And we will be coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.